here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
When you make out that shopping list this week, don't forget these six important words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
You can have happier, healthier meals when there's plenty of butternut on the table. Those fresh, white, even-looking slices just seem to encourage the appetites and praise from the family, too. And once they pick up a slice, butter it, and take that first tender bite, well, you won't have to be told they want butternut from then on. You can tell from those expressions all around the table and those comments. And say, pack butternut bread sandwiches in those lunch boxes, naturally. You'll see how butternut stays so fresh and tender, so extra long. So good with any sandwich filler. So buy a loaf this week. Buy butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the picture wrapper that shows you it's fresh and fine and flavor rich even before you pick it up. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Dynamite at Rye Creek. Back in the days when the Cisco Kid rode the western trails, gun war in the Tonto Basin region of Arizona was frequent. Because most of the trouble was between cattlemen and sheepmen, it usually took very little to get one of these gun wars started. There was, for example, the case of Marty Wallace, cattle rancher, and Johnson Vale, who ran his sheep in the Rye Creek section. As our story opens, a buckboard behind a team of bays is just turning into the Wallace ranch yard. Katie Wallace, Marty's daughter, is driving the team.
Dad! Dad!
I'm over here with the corral talking with Hank. Yeah, wish you wouldn't drive those bays, Katie. They're only about half broke the harness.
Oh, she handles them all right, boss. Takes after you where horses are concerned.
Dad, I want you to do something about that Johnson Vale.
Why? What about him?
I was in Warren's store in Payson, and he was there, and one or two other men. And he called me a spoiled brat.
Why, that coyote?
Well, how'd he happen to do that?
For just no reason at all. Why, I asked Mr. Warren to wait on me, and that lout of a Johnson Vale called me a spoiled brat right in front of everybody. Well, you've just got to make him apologize, Dad.
Yeah, I've been after your pa to drive Vale out of the basin, Miss Katie. I knew that buzzard in Texas, and
well,
he's no...
Don't seem as if he'd call you a spoiled brat for no reason at all, daughter. However,
if you let him get away with that...
Oh, I reckon I'll talk to him about it. Is he on his way home from Payson now?
Probably. I'm going with you.
Well, kind of like to myself, as soon as I buckle on my gun belt.
Well, we'll all three go on a buckboard. Spoiled brat, huh? We'll see about that.
Just the same, Cisco, that senorita in the store was a very pretty senorita, I think.
Si, Porfirio, she was very pretty. Also, she acted just like what the senor called her, a spoiled brat. Now, will you read the rest of that letter from Pancho's Uncle Jose?
Oh, si, Cisco. All Pancho's family glad Pancho with us. Pancho getting better now, but for a while, Pancho the very sick hombre with the measles and the mumps. Hoping you the same, Pancho's Uncle Jose.
Yeah, it's good to know Pancho's getting better, Porfirio. We may see him again before long.
Si, Cisco. Oh, she has the lovely blue eyes, Cisco.
Are you still thinking about that, senorita?
Si. Oh, and look, Cisco, here comes senorita in a buckboard.
With two men. Yeah, one of them looks like her. He must be her father, amigo.
Oh, they want us to stop.
Si, hold up, ho-ho!
Hold up, ho-ho!
Two men were in the store.
Well, if they laughed at you, Miss Katie, I'll teach them a lesson right sudden.
Leaps red like the cherries.
Porfirio.
We ain't looking for trouble with everybody, Hank.
Do you two men know where Johnson Vale is?
We do not know him, senorita.
Well, hey, here he comes now. I'll get out of this buckboard and give him a real nice welcome, the polecat.
I'll do the talking, Hank. Rein up that horse, you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I ain't going to waste words with you, Johnson. My daughter says you called her a spoiled brat.
I reckon I did, Wallace.
Well, that calls for an apology.
Now, hold on. I got the highest respect for women. When you're being waited on in the store as I was, and one of them steps right in front of you and says you can wait till she's been waited on as your girl did, it's a little too much.
I was in a hurry.
I reckon we'll have that apology just the same, Johnson.
I reckon we won't.
Why, you wall-eyed sheepherd, I'll fill you so full of lead.
Un momento, hombre. This man is not armed.
Well, you draw on anybody, hombre, and you draw on Cisco and Porfirio, no?
Cisco, huh? You the Cisco kid?
That is what I am called. This affair is none of my business, senores. But I'm not going to see this man shot down for telling the truth about the senorita.
Why, you insolent peasant.
Get your hands away from your holsters, hombre.
I reckon we'll meet up later, Cisco.
Oh, too bad, senorita, cause all this trouble. And such a pretty one, too.
Get back in the wagon, Hank. Johnson, we ain't through with you yet. As for you two strangers, if you hang around here, you're likely to get into trouble. Get up. Up.
Thanks for the help, mister. Hank Gibbs would have shot me if you hadn't stepped in. That hombre's a gunman and a killer. That's why I had to get out of Texas.
Porfirio and I are glad to be of help, senor.
Si, we not like that bandido. He look like the bull puss.
We had planned to leave the basin today. Now we'll stay around a while. I have an idea there'll be more trouble about this. So Porfirio and I will ride along with you.
Did you say you're going to Vale's ranch?
Yes, Katie.
I'm going with you.
Well, I guess you better not.
Yeah, might be kind of rough. Mm.
I don't care. I'm going.
I don't often say no to your daughter, but I got to this time, though. Now, run along in the house.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, what do you want me to do, boss?
Round up the boys and tell them to bring along their guns.
Well, now you're talking.
I don't want any shooting unless we have to have it, but we'll go prepared. Soon as you're ready, let me know. I'll be in the house.
Yeah, they'll be shooting, all right. With bullets and with dynamite. Hey, boys! Boys! Come over here!
But Cisco, maybe the cattle rancher not come here to make the trouble.
I hope you're right, Porfirio, but I'm afraid you are not.
Wallace will be here if that blasted foreman of his, Hank Dibbs, has anything to say about it. Wallace ain't so bad himself, Cisco. Dibbs talks him into things.
What was the trouble you said you had with Dibbs in Texas, senor?
I was in cattle in Texas, Cisco. Dibbs rustled some of them, and I caught up with him. Well, I gave him a kind of a beating.
Oh, then he be out to get you, senor, no?
He sure will.
Oh, bad hombre, not forget beating, so... Oh, look. There the hombres come, Cisco.
See, a whole gang of them.
Let them come, the sidewinders. We got rifles and we know how to use them.
Let me ride out and talk to Senor Wallace.
What about?
Perhaps this can be settled without any shooting.
Just a minute, Cisco. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I ain't hiding behind anybody.
I will make that clear to Wallace.
Oh, Porfirio, think he know you're not the hiding kind anyway.
It is late in the afternoon. I would like to talk to Wallace before dark. With your permission, senor.
Well,
it is no fun to dodge bullets. Better to let Cisco talk.
All right, then.
I'll go and get my horse.
Oh, one of those hombres lift their rifle.
Look out! He's going to shoot!
Blasted bullet hit me.
Oh, Porfirio, look at the wound.
That takes care of the talk, the coyotes. Let them see how they like their own medicine.
The dirty buzzer. It was Hank Dibbs fired that shot.
Look like a bad wound, Cisco.
Let us get him in the house. This looks now like a fight to the finish.
Hey,
I didn't tell you to fire that shot, Hank.
Well, I didn't know I had to wait for permission, boss. Just figured we was dealing with a bunch of rattlers and...
All right. I know you meant well. But Johnson Vail went down. Maybe you killed him. I didn't want killing if we could help it.
You're too soft-hearted, boss. That hombre's gotta be killed or them sheep of his will ruin you. And that Cisco kid, he's worse than Vail. You see? They're trying to get us, ain't they?
Yeah, I suppose you're right, Hank.
I don't blame well I'm right. All right, give him a couple of more shots, boys.
Hey, well, what's the idea of bringing along that bow and arrow, Hank? And what do you got in that box?
Well, as soon as it gets a little darker, boss, I'll show you. It's a little trick we use in Texas. Well, look who's driving up here. Katie.
Whoa, boss.
What are you doing here, daughter?
I want to see what you were doing, Dad. I hoped it wouldn't be a gunfight.
This ain't no place for you, Miss Katie.
No, it sure ain't.
I'm going to stay right here just the same. Shooting stops. I want Johnson Vail's apology, but I don't want anybody killed.
It's kind of gone past the apology stage now, ma'am. Your pa and me have talked that all over. So you better go on home or stay out of the way.
How do you feel now, Senor Johnson?
A little better, Cisco.
Well, Porfirio, bind up the wound the best he can.
Yeah, it's a good job, Porfirio.
Do not try to talk, senor. We'll get a doctor for you just as soon as we can.
Oh, it is almost dark now. Those buzzards got the place surrounded, Porfirio, think.
One of us will get through, though. Later, if those bandidos keep up the siege.
Yeah, they will. Hank Dibbs will see to that.
Well, Porfirio, take a look and make sure nobody's sneaking close to the house.
Hey, drink water, Cisco.
Si, senor, right here. Here, I'll lift your head. And I'll drink all you want.
Tastes good. Thanks.
Cisco.
Si, Porfirio?
Look out there. Somebody is sneaking on us.
You are right, amigo. He is not close, but let us go out and see what he is doing. Can you make out what he is doing, Porfirio?
No, Cisco. He work at something out there. Porfirio not know what it is.
Let us get a little closer if we can and make no noise. Oh, what is that? Hank Dibbs, hombre, Porfirio. He has a bow and arrow there.
Hey, boys! There's two hombres sneaking out this way.
They're going to fire, amigo. Down there.
I'll get you two coyotes, boss!
Oh, what that bandido do, Cisco?
He's tying something onto an arrow. Now he is holding a lighted match to whoever it is. I do not understand.
Oh, look, Cisco, and I'll begin to sputter.
That is strange. Madre mia, now I understand.
What?
That is dynamite he tied to the arrow. The sputtering is the fuse.
Oh, and he shoot the dynamite at us, Cisco.
Watch this, boss.
Oh, here come the arrow. Cisco, he land right next to Porfirio, Cisco. Oh, Porfirio not can see.
Were you hit, amigo?
No, not hit, Cisco. But the bully throw the sand open Porfirio's eyes. Oh, the dynamite will kill Porfirio all to pieces, Cisco. Hurry, Cisco, hurry.
The chances are that Cisco will have only a second or two to get Porfirio away before the dynamite explodes. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Your shopping is easier since Butternut Bread introduced that new picture wrapper. There's no more guess, no squeeze, no doubt about the freshest, finest, whitest bread on your grocery shelves. And now listen to this. Butternut's brand new extra delicious wheat bread comes to you in a companion picture of quality wrapper. Butternut's white bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper. Butternut's wheat in the red and white check gingham wrapper. And both have that true-to-life picture that makes shopping easier. You can see what you buy before you buy. And be sure of the finest for your table. And your family will really go for the new butternut wheat bread. The finest, smoothest wheat bread ever to feel the touch of a butter knife. And wait till you try it for toast. Virtually melts in your mouth. Turns to a crisp golden brown. Tastes so extra good. So why wait? Try Butternut's new wheat bread right now. You'll like it. You'll love it. Insist on butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Dynamite at Rye Creek. While helping Johnson Vale of the Tonto Basin defend his home against the attack of the Marty Wallace forces, Cisco saw Wallace's vicious foreman, Hank Dibbs, creeping toward the house. Since it was nearly dark, Cisco and Pancho's cousin-in-law, Porfirio, went out to investigate as Dibbs shot an arrow with dynamite tied to it. Just then, a bullet threw sand up into Porfirio's eyes. Now...
Cisco! Cisco! The dynamite close by!
See, Porfirio? The fuse is long enough, I can throw this dynamite some distance away. There! Now, down flat on your face, Porfirio.
Si.
Did not go as far as I meant it to.
Aye! Big noise, Cisco.
You must do something now and fast before that bandido shoots more dynamite at the house. Can you see anything now, Porfirio?
Oh, not see nothing, Cisco. Sand still in the eyes.
Here, then take my hand. We'll get you back to the house right away. You can wash out your eyes.
Oh, when that bandido shoot more dynamite?
Any moment. Come on.
Been shot at so much for a long time.
Over there, Porfirio. I'll pour some water in the basin for you.
Oh.
There. Is that wound painting you, Senor Johnson?
Not so much, Cisco. That explosion, was it dynamite?
It was, Senor. Tell me, is there a dry creek bed outside this house? I thought I saw one.
Yeah, pretty deep one.
Could I ride my horse in it without being seen by the bandidos?
Reckon so.
Oh, the ice feel better now, Cisco. Porfirio wash out most of the sand.
Bueno. I'll be back as soon as I can. If I see that bandido starting to shoot more dynamite, I will fire on him.
We sure can't hold out long against dynamite.
The night is not too dark. Keep a close watch. And fire at that bandido if he starts creeping toward the house again. I'll do what I can when I reach those bandidos.
Well, don't get hurt, Cisco. Pancho will never forgive Porfirio if Porfirio lets you get hurt.
I will be careful, Porfirio. Remember now, keep a close watch while I am gone.
So that's what it was. Dynamite.
It's just a miracle those two bays didn't bolt when that exploded.
Yeah.
I got over to them just in time, Dad.
Dynamite. Well, that's too much.
Hank Dibbs must be crazy. You've got to stop him.
Hey, you, Dibbs, come over here.
Next time, I'll get one to the house.
Next time, you'll do nothing of the kind. There'll be no more dynamite used, you understand?
Oh, no?
That's what I said. I never should have listened to you in the first place, Dibbs. You're hot-headed. You're nothing but a Texas gunman.
Ah, there'll be enough of that, Wallace. Now you can listen to me. I'm here to get Johnson Vale. Understand that. I got a score to settle with him, and I'm going to settle it.
Fire him, Dad, right now.
Hey, you get back in the buckboard, Katie, and drive on home.
No.
I said yes. Seems that me and this hombre got to talk a few things over. You don't need to be here. Now do as I say.
But, Dad...
Right now.
Oh, all right.
Now, what we got to talk over, Wallace?
Use any more of that dynamite, Dibbs, and I'll have you arrested.
Go ahead. But I'm using dynamite. I'll take another stick of it now.
Put that back, or by thunder,
no. I'll... Goes right on this here arrow, Wallace. Like this, see? And I'll light the fuse. Fit the arrow to the bowstring like this.
You coyote.
Ho-ho!
Hey, by Judas, Cisco!
Where'd you come from?
Pinch out that fuse, Bandito. Quick, I have you covered.
Easy with that gun.
Hurry, you fool.
Hurry, time, it'll explode. Got to shoot it.
Santos, land it over near the buckboard.
Katie, look out. Great Scott is... Them bays are running away. Katie be killed. Cisco, you got a fast horse here. Stop them bays.
Santa Maria. You, Bandito. Use any more of that dynamite and I will bill you, beat you within an inch of your life. Up, Diablo. After that buckboard. Yeah. Bueno, Diablo. We are gaining on that team. Faster now. Yeah.
Porfirio! Porfirio, I have to follow you, Cisco. Pancho will never forgive Porfirio. Go!
Go back to the house, Porfirio. You are needed there.
Wait for Porfirio, Cisco!
I can wait for nothing. The senorita may be killed.
Whoa.
Do not try to pick up those reins, senorita. You might lose your balance and fall. Diablo, now get close into that horse.
Oh, Cisco, you're not trying to jump on that horse. Who would get
Los Diablos. There. Now we will see. Hold there now. Ho, ho.
Stop.
Ho. Steady, ho, ho, ho. Oh, it's going to hurt you, ho. Steady, ho. Ho, ho.
Oh, Porfirio, happy you're not hurt, senorita. Oh, such a lovely, beautiful senorita.
Keep your compliments.
Oh, but Porfirio got even the better ones. You like to hear some of them?
Say no more, amigo. It is not appreciated. Here are the reins, senorita. I do not think you will have any more trouble with these horses.
Thank you. I suppose I should be grateful to you, even if you did agree with that Johnson Vale.
You may keep your gratitude, senorita. Porfirio, give the senorita any further help she may need.
Oh, sí, sí, Cisco. Sí.
I don't need his help.
Very well, then. Senor Vale does. Come, Porfirio. Let us get back there at once.
I'm warning you, Wallace. Don't draw your gun.
And stay away from that box of dynamite.
You, the Cisco Kid, or nobody else is going to stop me.
I said stay away from it.
Oh, no, you don't, Wallace. You're asking for a beating, and that's just what you're going to get. You blasted gunman. You killer, you. A couple of more punches, and you'll eat you quiet for some time. That'll hold you. Hey, boys. Me and Wallace, we just had a little argument. I'm the boss now, and I'm going to get Johnson Vale and that house.
All right.
Now, Slim, you and he get on the west side of the house. Langdon and Hawkins take the south.
Right.
The rest of you get on the north side. I'll go in from the east. You understand?
Yeah, we got you.
All right. I'm going to blast that house with dynamite. And if anybody comes running out, gun them down and don't miss.
What about the Cisco Kid, Hank? Wasn't that him that took after the buckboard?
Well, I don't figure he'll come back. But if he does, I'll get him with these two guns of mine. Now, get going.
All right, Hank, come on. Right.
After Vale's dead, I'll take over his place. Maybe I'll take over Wallace's spread, too. If her old man was dead, that girl couldn't stop me. Not a bad idea.
We'll stop here, Porfirio. Oh, diablo.
Oh, hola, oh, hola.
Right now. Down off your horse, amigo.
Oh, poor little senorita. Oh, Porfirio, so sorry for the senorita. Not should have left her.
Yeah.
Stop talking like that, Porfirio. There's dangerous work ahead of us. Now follow me.
Quietly. Oh, Cisco. Cisco.
See?
Somebody lie on the ground just ahead of us.
See?
Wait.
Someone else is walking to him.
Oh, he look like the Hank Deeb's bandido, Cisco.
Get out. Down behind this bush.
That's you, Dibbs.
Yeah. So you've come too, Wallace, huh?
You double-crossing buzzard. I'll see you get yours for this. Good and plenty.
You ain't gonna see to nothing. Nobody can prove I shot you.
Oh, Cisco, he going to shoot him.
Don't be afraid.
You don't mean you're going to gun me down.
I sure do mean it. Now, if you got anything to say, be quick about it.
I have something to say, Bandito.
You put it in once too often, Cisco.
Not when your aim is as poor as that, Bandito. Give me that gun.
Look out.
Give me that gun, I said. Now, we'll fight with our fists.
Oh, Porfirio, tell you how to fight him, Cisco. One punch in the jaw. One punch in the stomach. Now, Cisco, one more on the jaw.
Whatever you say, Porfirio.
Oh, bueno, Cisco, bueno. We give that bandido the good beating, no?
Tie this killer, Porfirio. And you, Senor Wallace, call off your men at once.
Yeah, I'm going to. Reckon I've been a confounded fool.
All right, you hombres. Cut out that chute and come in here.
Hey, Marty.
I will take your guns just in case.
Katie, girl, you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
Cisco, I'll give you $5,000 for that horse of yours.
No, senor.
What about my apology, Dad?
Do you want the shooting to start all over again, Senorita?
Of course not, but...
Your apology, huh?
Am I going to get it?
You sure are, daughter. Right plumb across my knee.
Come on, Porfirio.
Oh, the senor really spank his daughter, Cisco?
It will do her no harm, and it may do some good. Come, we must get a doctor for Senor Vale.
Dad, don't you dare. Will you hit me? Stop that!
Oh, poor no! Senorita. Cisco.
Si, Porfirio.
Oh, Porfirio, you're going to write the letter to Pancho tonight, I think. So you tell Porfirio if he get all of these things right, no?
Well, what do you want to know, amigo?
Oh, let me see. Number one, Senor Vale, he is almost well again.
Si?
Si, si. And number two, Hank Dibbs, the bandido, he was taken back to Texas for a murder charge.
Si, Porfirio.
Si. Number three, Senor Vale is so pleased about that spanking, he not bring the charges against Senor Wallace.
And fourth and finally, the Senorita and Senor Johnson Vale are now going together.
Well, that's pretty good, no?
Si. Now, what is the latest word about Pancho?
Oh, Pancho, he always hungry.
Yeah, he must be getting back to normal.
Oh, Pancho's Uncle Jose, he ride, they have a big roast chicken the other day.
A big roast chicken, si, si.
And somebody sneak out in the kitchen and eat all the white meat.
Did Uncle Jose find out who did it?
Well, Uncle Jose say he think it Pancho.
Well, did Pancho confess?
Si. Uncle Jose tell Pancho he better make a clean breast of it.
And what did Pancho say to that?
Pancho say certainly he make a clean breast of it. That's the reason he eat all the white meat of the chicken.
Ah, Porfirio.
Oh, Zico.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, when Mother sends you to the store, how do you tell a good bunch of bananas? You look at them, don't you? And that's how to tell a good bread, too, by looking at it. Yes, just look at any blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, and you can see that it's the freshest, finest loaf of bread in town. How? Because there's a picture of butternut's fresh, fine slices right on that wrapper, an actual true-to-life picture. You see, there's no guess, no squeeze, no doubt. When you buy butternut, you can see, you can be sure that you're buying the bread Mom is going to like. You'll like it, too, for those noontime sandwiches, or toast at breakfast, or fresh from the wrapper at dinner. Butternut is always fresh, rich, and tender. So, boys and girls, next time Mom sends you to the store to buy bread, don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach out and pick up that loaf in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho's cousin-in-law Porfirio by Mel Blanc.